Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 363 for Monday, April 25th. I'm Dave Sims. Canola contracts on the ICE Futures Canada platform were correcting lower Monday in the wake of last week's losses. Canola was anywhere from 10 cents higher on the May contract to $3.90 lower, with the July contract checking in at $492.80 a ton. That's down 80 cents. European rapeseed futures and Malaysian palm oil were both lower, and that was bearish for values. There are ideas that recent wet weather in Argentina has not been as damaging to the soybean crop as initially thought. Farmers continue to sell canola at a steady pace ahead of seeding. However, gains in the Chicago Board of Trade soy complex limited the losses. The Canadian dollar was lower relative to its U.S. counterpart, and that helped to prop up canola. Dry weather in parts of Western Canada continue to be a concern. In the U.S., soybeans were 2 cents stronger, with the July contract at $9.98 a bushel. Traders began to buy contracts following a steep sell-off late last week. From a technical standpoint, soybeans seem to have floor support around $9.88 a bushel and a technical ceiling of $10.20 a bushel. Dry weather has set into key regions of Argentina, and that should allow some of their flooded soybean fields to dry out. Corn was 6 to 7 cents higher, with the July contract sitting at $3.82 a bushel. Dry weather in Brazil is expected to delay the corn crop in that country. Traders are exiting the May contract in favor of the July one, and values are holding above the 100-day moving average. Today's crop planting progress report is generally expected to show a sizable increase from last week, when just 13% of the U.S. corn had been put into the ground. U.S. wheat was a cent higher, with the July contract sitting at $4.75 a bushel. More rain is forecast to fall on winter wheat areas of the U.S. in the coming weeks. The market is also correcting somewhat after last week's sell-off. Prices seem to be leveling off and possibly establishing a sideways trend. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Monday morning, April 25th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.